Unit 9. England. Cotswolds. Part 2. Reading. Read the article and answer the questions. The Cotswolds. The Cotswolds is an area of England about the size of Greater Tokyo, popular with both the English themselves and visitors from all over the world. The Cotswolds are well known for gentle hillsides, wolds, sleepy villages, and for being so typically English. There are famous cities such as Bath, well-known beautiful towns like Cheltenham, and hundreds of delightful villages such as Burford and Castle Coombe. Above all, the local honey-coloured limestone, used for everything from stone floors in the houses to the tiles on the roof, has ensured that the area has a magical uniformity of architecture. You will see dry stone walls everywhere in the fields. Many were built in the 18th and 19th centuries, a matter of considerable skill, as there is no cement to hold the walls together. They represent an important historical landscape and a major conservation feature, and are, of course, still used by farmers to enclose sheep and cattle. During the 13th to 15th centuries, the medieval period, the native Cotswold sheep were famous throughout Europe for their heavy fleeces and high quality of wool. Cotswold wool commanded a high price, and the wealth generated by the wool trade enabled wealthy traders to leave their mark by building fine houses and wonderful churches, known as wool churches. Even today, the sight of sheep on the hillside is still one of the classic Cotswold images. Not all villages are well known, and today many still hold their secrets. Amongst the treasures to be found are perhaps a hidden village off the beaten track, perhaps Painswick, Biddlestone, Winchcombe, or Woodstock, or an unspoiled historic church such as at Northleach, often called the Cathedral of the Cotswolds. Open the church door and you will discover a hidden world of history. Today, the larger market towns and villages of the Cotswolds are famous for their shops, such as Stow-on-the-Wold, Cirencester, Chipping Norton, and Tetbury. Top 10 tips on how to be English when visiting the Cotswolds, excerpted. As with all countries, the UK has its own unique culture and ways of life, which when visiting the Cotswolds can be seen, and it is often polite to adhere to some of these ways. 1. Be aware when you visit the Cotswolds that it isn't a museum, but is a living environment. People still live in the beautiful old houses and cottages in the villages and towns, and will welcome you as long as you respect their privacy. 3. Always bring an umbrella or a waterproof jacket, as there is always a chance of rain, whatever the time of year. Traditionally, if you see cows lying down in a field, it means it is going to rain. 8. Some words and phrases are different to the American style of English, and you might hear some slang words which are typically British. Some examples are all right and okay. If you are interested in learning more about the English language and way of life, there are short, long-term courses available at Cotswold International Language School. 9. Basic politeness of please, thank you, and excuse me are still expected, especially in some of the smaller traditional Cotswold villages. In England, like Japan, it is hard to say please and thank you too often. 10. It's customary when you have enjoyed a good dinner in a restaurant or a gourmet pub to leave a tip. And it's also the custom to give a tip to a taxi driver. It isn't usual, though, to give a tip when you have just had a snack or a drink in a cafe or a pub. Part 3. Listening exercises. Listen to the recording. Choose the best answer to each question. During the 13th to 15th centuries, the medieval period, the native Cotswold sheep were famous throughout Europe for their heavy fleeces and high quality of wool. Cotswold wool commanded a high price, and the wealth generated by the wool trade enabled wealthy traders to leave their mark by building fine houses and wonderful churches, known as wool churches. Even today, the sight of sheep on the hillside is still one of the classic Cotswold images. Not all villages are well known, and today many still hold their secrets. Amongst the treasures to be found are perhaps a hidden village off the beaten track, perhaps Painswick, Biddlestone, Winchcombe, or Woodstock, or an unspoilt historic church such as at Northleach, often called the Cathedral of the Cotswolds. Open the church door and you will discover a hidden world of history.
Number 1. When did the Cotswolds have a large trade? Number 2. What are wool churches? Number 3. What does the speaker recommend in the Cotswolds?